My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Can't ask for a better dismount than that one right there.
No, that's
you're damn
good.
Right.
That's pretty good.
In the Loop has begun here, Sports Radio 610. You got John
Lopez.
Stuck
the landing.
Actually, Sean, let me ask you something before you step out of here.
Yeah, what's up?
Do you like the idea of the law firm of Lopez, Fig, and Atitula? Because I tried one of these segments coming back. You got Lopez, you got Fig, you got Atitula, and I was like, I don't think I like that.
Oh, okay. The sequencing of the names?
Yeah.
Are you guys actually doing a segment where you guys are a law firm? That would be kind of fun.
You know what? Let me write that down.
Yeah.
I feel like there's
always wanted to be called.
Yeah,
something where you adjudicate certain things in sports.
We got to defend somebody.
Yeah, defend somebody or prosecute somebody, whatever.
Defend Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You're representing Deshaun Watson.
I think you always do, like, Atitula would be the last name for me.
For sure.
Lopez, Figgy, and Atitula. Yeah, you always go with, like, there's a long name. That's always the last name.
Lopez, Atitula, and Fig feels like when you punctuate with Fig.
Like, Figgy.
It punctuates, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Figgy exclamation.
I've always wanted to be called Esquire.
Right.
Okay. That's so cool.
I mean, you have the middle initial and everything.
John P. Lopez Esquire. God, I love that. I love that.
Sounds good. In fact, you know what? We might get into our adjudication bag right quick as we start the show. You always get involved various different ways. Obviously, YouTube and Twitch are both up for you. YouTube is Sports Radio 610, Twitch 610 Houston. Also, we got the Odyssey app always there for you where you can listen and you can react. We always appreciate that interaction on the text line. The number to text, 713-572-4610. I've just been amazed, Lopez, and I feel like you are too, at the breadth, the width that this CJ Stroud 12-second conversation of a quarterback's meeting with Caleb Williams after Sunday Night Football has reached.
Yeah.
It's reached a fever pitch in a way that I just did not expect it to.
Look, man, Sean mentioned the Irwin text earlier, and I actually mentioned this to you guys before the show. I put it on the doc. You know, why are they piling on CJ Stroud when he is more mature? He has accomplished more. He does have more knowledge. You know why they're doing it? Because the same reason that people hate Patrick Mahomes for no reason. The same reason people hated Tom Brady for no reason. Because they're jealous. Like if we want to just get down to the nitty gritty, the gut reaction of why my guy Nick or Mike Florio or that bozo in Detroit, Bernstein, I think is his name.
Oh!
Chicago, yeah.
Dan Bernstein is his name.
Detroit catch a stray just to do it.
Yeah, it's not their first. It ain't their first.
Wow.
Well,
that's what time we starting on?
Wow, dude.
Let's cut away from all the other stuff.
Today's going to be a day, ladies and gentlemen.
Nick Wright not only is a Mahomes guy, and he's feeling the heat a little bit of all this love that C.J. Stroud is going, he's a Caleb Williams truther. Mike Florio is an old head that is Tom Brady this, Tom Brady that, and knows him so well. And the bozo in Chicago is defending his guy. Like, this is... I actually, the more I talk about it out loud here, I actually agree with Irwin. This is a gut They're just jealous, man. They're just jealous. So you have to have a villain.
You think it's that far? Like, I mean, look, CJ's meteoric rise that he's had this early in his career. We've already spoken about the ways in which he's ruined some of the perspective when it comes to quarterbacking early on in this league. Like, it very much takes me to, and maybe this is a level of trauma that I'm already experiencing and already relating with you fine folks over a lot of watts, right, over air. But it makes me think back to, like, my mom or other moms where they're like, why are you not like insert person here? Yeah. They're such a good young child that
I like your friend Bill.
Great at their studies. I almost went full Nigerian and gave you the whole accent. Why are you not like your age mates? All that. And so I do wonder if that is what we're, I mean, that not wonder, that is absolutely what we're getting with CJ Stroud. You think it's already to the point where people are like, hating him? Because I don't know that we're there. I feel like we are still in honeymoon beloved phase.
In some circles, for sure. I mean, he's kind of the it guy right now at quarterback. But in some circles, you feel threatened. And look, this sounds sort of like childish, but adults are childish all the time.
Correct.
Like adults are childish all the time. You're feeling threatened. You're a little jealous. You're looking for some sort of chink in the armor. With CJ Stroud, he can't be that perfect, can he? No way he can be that perfect. No way he was really not trying to little bro the guy. And we're going to hear the audio that's being talked about here in just a second. But I think this is a very raw, rudimentary, old school gut feeling that people have. You know, human nature type feeling that people have when they are jealous and they're envious of someone that they wish they had themselves. I think it's that simple.
I think that there's some of that in there for me personally. I think, look, man, it ends up being the perfect social media phenomenon. And I use social media very particularly here because, I mean, I know that we've had media for a long time and we've had these kind of dust-ups, but it gives, it's a relatively short snippet.
Yeah.
And then it allows, it's kind of a prism through which you can see yourself, right? And now everybody can project various different things into this situation. And that allows for different perspectives to come to a place where you're not necessarily seeing the situation clearly. You're seeing it from your lens and you're not seeing it from this other person's lens. And so we could talk past each other.
Yeah.
We could talk at each other while not necessarily talking to each other with what is happening here. So let's start from the basis, right? Let's go back to Sunday night. After your Texans get a 19-13 victory over the Bears, the quarterbacks who started this game meet at midfield, and this happens.
Good job out there, bro.
Yeah.
Hey,
keep going.
Stop taking those hits. Learn from those mistakes, and everything that you got, bro, is in you already, bro. You're going to be a hell of a player in this league.
Yeah.
All right, boy.
Appreciate it.
For sure.
I honestly hadn't heard that in a little bit. The idea that you can audibly hear Caleb Williams go, yeah, I know.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Because, there's the conversation that's been happening about, like, oh, man, he's been big broing him, right? You mentioned Bernstein at 670 The Score, our sister station in Chicago. And he basically brings up the idea of, is he good enough at this point to treat him like his son or what have you?
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of funny in a different way, because I don't know if he really meant his son in the way that some people talk about sonning folks. but with that I don't even know how much that was the factor. I talked to you guys about this pre-show, as I feel like some of this was just, you get to a place where you step and you're like, somebody is telling you something that you already know.
Yeah.
And you don't really, you don't want to sit there and listen to them tell you the same thing that you already know already, because it feels like it's belittling in that way. Not necessarily from a position of, I am greater than you or whatever, but it's like, hey, man, I don't need you preaching to me right now. I feel like I already have an understanding of this.
Look, and there is one part of it that I think is more than fair. You know, the time and place that this discussion took, you know, happened.
Yeah.
I get that. Like, hey, man, I'm so mad. I just got the hell beat out of me. I thought we could win this game. I didn't play well. Why are you doing this? I get that, and I will give anyone who argues that point.
Yeah.
But at the same time, these two dudes know each other very, very well.
And I do think that that might be playing into it in a different way than some of us have been thinking.
No. Well, the way I'm looking at it, like, they traveled the whole award circuit. You know,
when Heisman
and Johnny, you know, what, Unitas, all that stuff, award circuit, they've known each other.
Wait, you say Johnny, did you mean what, Davey O'Brien or whatever?
No, there's a Johnny Unitas award too, isn't there? Yeah, I think there's a Johnny Unitas and a Davey O'Brien.
Sorry, when I heard Johnny Unitas, you know where mine went.
Mel Kiper?
That's right. And we will talk about that at some point during the show as well.
I thought there was
a... My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Johnny. Anyway, but they've done the circuit together, even though, you know, he's not a Californian.
Oh, yeah, the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Award. My bad.
Even though there's, you know, he's not a California guy. He played at USC. They know each other.
They've crossed paths.
They've crossed paths a lot. Like, they probably, you know, have talked extensively. So my pushback on that is, if you know me and I know you and we meet at midfield, I'm going to talk or you're going to talk and the other one's going to listen.
But also, I know you and you know me and you might have some particular tendencies, right? Because I say this with all the love that I possibly can muster in this moment, right?
But
CJ's preacher guy.
He is preacher guy.
Right? And preacher guy, like, and I guess let me take it from this perspective because we got somebody that texted in from the 979. I think CJ said, don't take all those hits, which he did, with good intentions, but then thought it may have been taken wrong, so we pulled him back and added the pep talk, right? I'm interested in that perspective on the idea that all the added stuff, right, was maybe a little bit, he had a simple message and then, hey, he wanted to make sure he cleaned it up. But also, right, intentions are cool, but intentions are for you, right? Like, what is the effect is for others? And that goes a lot further than what we're talking about here, that I could probably get a little TED talk off on that in and of itself. But right, like, intentions are cool, but like, if you're a preacher guy, right, and we've all had this person that's maybe not
we even, all know
like,
him.
Maybe not necessarily a preacher, but like super optimistic person or super high energy person that's like, hey, my intentions are I'm trying to help you out. Maybe it feels like you're down, maybe you need an energy, maybe you need, hey, I'm trying to get you hyped up. And the other person's like, I am not trying to hear that.
Not right now, buddy. Not right now, man.
Right? Like, hey, maybe I just want to feel like this for a moment.
Yeah,
or maybe, exactly. Hey, like, I don't need you to take it to that place, right? And it did feel like Caleb was in that place, right? Where he was like, hey, man, I don't need this right now. And CJ could be a little bit of, hey, man, I am positive. I have that energy. And it's one of the reasons why we love him is because he has that. And it feels as genuine as you could possibly imagine.
Yeah.
I think that you just had an instance where these things did not match up. And I mean, look, CJ said as much yesterday when he was on the podium talking about things. Fig, you got this audio here of CJ talking about the situation with Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I had some of the best advice given to me last year. And, you know, me and Caleb, I was not trying to, like, treat him like I was trying to, like, little bro him or nothing. He knows that, too. I have a ton of respect for him. I told him I had respect for him. But I had so many guys coming to me after games last year, and that meant the world to me, that those guys even thought about giving me advice. So I just try to get back to what the game has given to me. So I wish him the best, man. I want him to do amazing in this league. I think he will. I think that he'll get his groove. And once you get your rhythm, I didn't get my rhythm until like week three, week four. So I can see him, his game picking up from here. And so, and you know, I don't think he was trying to like, you know, be any towards away. He's just upset that they lost. I totally understand. So I have a ton of respect for that guy, man. I want him to do extremely well, just like any other guy, until we play on that day. You know what I mean? And after the game, we can be cool. You know what I mean? But I'm definitely, you know, rooting for him and want to see him do extremely well.
There are two things that work here for me.
Okay.
That are really, really important. There's kind of a J.J. Watt comparison here.
Ooh.
No, there is. Because J.J., people thought, especially 1, 2, 3, 4 years into his career, this dude can't be that good.
Put on.
It's got to be fake, right? Yeah. This dude can't be all that. He can't be that good of a dude. He was. And I think C.J. Stroud, people are starting to do that with him. He can't be this good, right? He just can't. And the second,
not good as like talented, good as in like pure
as a person,
almost,
and all around good dude and player and all that stuff. So I think that's at work, and it's actually very much a compliment to he and the Texans, because as I said at the start here, I think people it's a very raw human emotion, jealousy and envy, that is causing people to all of a sudden jump on him like this for no apparent reason. And then the second thing is, like, if you really think about it, and especially if you do know each other, like, I don't care if you're older than me or younger than me or my age. If you have accomplished something that I aspire to accomplish, I'm going to at least give you the respect of a couple of seconds. You know?
Sure.
I'm going to at least listen to what you have to say. That's what I think.
I think that's an interesting perspective. I think the contemporary point is one that's come up a lot. And utilizing that, I would like to bring up a man who had previously sat in my seat.
Yeah.
His name is Nick Wright. Used to work with Lopez here, Sports Radio 610. And him on his program on FS1, First Things First, he talked about this, and he used it through that lens. Fig, this is cut one from Nick Wright about them being contemporaries.
I think Caleb handled it as well as you could have, given the fact he had to be absolutely furious. That is so... They are contemporaries. That is not a big bro, little bro situation.
It was, though.
That's not... No, first of all, do you know how old Caleb Williams is? He's 23. He turns 24 in a few weeks. Do you know how old CJ Stroud is? He's 23. He turns 24 in a few weeks. This is Caleb Williams and CJ Stroud. Do you know how Caleb looks at CJ, I would imagine? He remembers this night when they were colleagues on the dais at the Heisman Trophy ceremony, and Caleb won the award. Like, the idea that this guy...
Irrelevant.
Means
nothing.
Brew, I totally disagree with
nothing.
You.
We ain't in college no
that's
more.
That's fine.
I'm 8 times better than you.
Okay.
Listen to me.
No, but that's not how it works.
I'm trying to help you.
He's right.
Yeah. Not Nick. The other dude.
Who was that? Chris Bissard?
I believe that's Chris Bissard. Yeah, but this is the thing, right? Perception matters here, right? Mm-hmm. And first of all, we know athletes are built different, right?
Mm-hmm.
The idea that, hey, man, CJ's better than you and trying to tell you something. You think Caleb Williams believes like that, right? Like, I doubt that he's like, yo, he's doing great, but that doesn't mean he's better than me.
I'll go back to what I said a second ago. He is. He has accomplished more. He is what Caleb Williams aspires to be. He is more mature. He does read defenses better. He does handle, you know, things on the field better.
Sure.
And that's why, like, I'm one of the oldest, if not the oldest, guy on radio right now in Houston, right?
Yeah.
I've listened to Nick when he was here. Like, what do you think about this? You've already picked up on that. I'm always like, hey, what do you think? This, that, or with the other. Always. It doesn't matter. If they're doing something that can help you, if they're doing something that maybe you want to aspire to be, you listen. And especially when it's proven. It's absolutely proven that CJ Stroud is better. Like, the whole contemporaries thing is nonsense to me. I totally disagree with Nick on that.
But on
the other hand, just real quick.
No, I hear
you. Do get he's an athlete and he thinks he's, you know, his stuff don't stand.
And Nick, it's easy to forget, right, when we talk about contemporaries. They're also just young.
That
were like just flat out young. And when you are young, that the way that you view the world, I think we a lot of times one of the things that's tough about sports talk is that a lot of times it's folks that are older than these guys looking at things from the lens that we would now. Mm-hmm. And I say this again, I feel funny saying this being 32 years old, like I'm that much older and more grizzled, but I am still that much older than the guys we're talking about at this point. How much more? You know, all the fine folks that have been doing this for much longer than I have,
yeah,
using a more mature at times perspective to then like, hey, man, you at 22, you should have more perspective. I remember me at 22. I thought I was some hot, you know what?
Yeah.
And I have a very good perspective. And I think that that's also something that's happening here. And it's not even just like a, hey, you at 22 need to be better. That's kind of understandable and expected in some ways at 22.
But when you were 22 until now, 10 years later, some of the things that your mom, you know, preached to you that you were nodding, yeah, mom, sure, I get it. Yeah, you're right. I get it. I will. I know. Don't you now realize, man, she was right about some of that stuff.
Sure. And look, I think objectively we can all go, hey, don't take as many hits. Correct. Absolutely don't do that.
Yeah.
And my problem with this is, people acting like CJ put his arm over his shoulder.
Right.
Listen here, Rook.
Or patted him on the head.
Yeah. Attaboy or something like that. I thought that was some solid advice,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man.
Especially for that being his second game of his young career.
He was trying to give him game.
Yeah.
But here's the thing about game, right? Like, one of the words that has not come up during the course of this, unsolicited.
Yeah.
Like, advice. Good advice. Vital advice. Worthy advice. Like, we can add all these unsolicited advice. how many times do people love that, right? It takes a level of maturity and perspective to take unsolicited advice and be like, okay, I'm going to take the benefit here. Now, how much more so after ass whooping? You know what I mean?
Now, see, CJ would be an a-hole if he didn't say anything. He say, good job, peace.
Yeah, that too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, if he just said, all right, good job, peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it would have been the thing. Oh, why he ain't give him no advice and all that other stuff, man.
maybe ultimately we'll get to a point where we go, hey, man, this is a part and parcel of Caleb's personality and all those things. But mm-hmm. I think the fact that it's become such a big target point is, one, right, like the various ways that people are going to view these individuals.
Yeah.
Two, just the ways in which it's small, it's insignificant enough to, like, to be something that's fodder, but then it's also like it can be so many things. It's so malleable that then it gives us the opportunity to talk. I just did not expect that it would be
off the charts
as big of a conversation, because again, this was such a small thing that you heard CJ talk about it. He ain't mean nothing of it. They're good. And so it's kind of amazing that it became as big as it did, but it did. And I do wonder if you're right, that it says something about how people view CJ Stroud and maybe just how big and important he's becoming in this NFL. All right, man, we're off and running in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk about this running back situation. Joe Mixon did not practice yesterday, was not seen at practice yesterday. How would you divide up reps if Joe Mixon does indeed miss Sunday's game against the Vikings? Let's talk about that next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.